So are Quakers in good standing with the U.S. government? It has never been popular to be anti-war when the U.S. is in a war. People see that as being a traitor. And Quakers had to deal with that at some point, and the AFSC being leading the charge for that.
Volunteers at Byberry Hospital that I mentioned just now were called Yellow Bellies and so on when they could ride the bus to the hospital and so on, and they were somehow identified as conscientious objectors. So they took some harassment. And I would have to say that the fact that the volunteers in the camps, COs in the camps, were pretty much denied enough funds to buy food and so on, and so that suggests that there was a lot of disapproval. That's my only evidence at this point.